Many companies, of course, have closed down in this recession. Others are laying off employees and struggling to stay alive, but some are thriving. Think of it as a kind of economic survival of the fittest. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story of how one Atlanta businessman has been building his company.
Barton McMillan is a down-to-earth Southerner with an easy smile. That may be one reason why this Atlanta builder has been successful during the recession. Another is his attitude.
Our motto is, yes, we can. We can do anything you want to do as long as you can pay for it.
McMillan got into this business about 20 years ago as a custom home builder and remodeler.
Yeah, come on through.
Right now, more people are renovating their homes instead of buying new ones. So McMillan is working on a couple of large jobs, including creating an addition for an older home. And he has some smaller projects, redoing kitchens and bathrooms.
As I say, this bathroom, we had to tear it all the way down to the crawl space.
In this master bath, the shower had been leaking for more than a decade. Judy Dalton owns the home. She says she chose McMillan as her builder because he goes to her church and because of his reputation.
It was really wonderful to work with someone that I had absolute trust in, taking the recommendations and that it would be done right. I knew I could trust him.
According to U.S. bankruptcy court records, more than 43,000 businesses filed for bankruptcy last year. But that number is deceiving because it doesn't include individuals who filed personal bankruptcies to get rid of their business liabilities. Still, that's more than twice as many businesses than sought bankruptcy protection in 2006. Part of it is because the companies had too much debt. But Emory University business professor Charlie Goetz says there are other reasons some survive and even thrive.
When times are good, it's amazing how many companies really don't pay attention to their customers. Their customers are a dime a dozen, so they don't even worry about them. So when times get bad, they don't have anybody to fall back on. There's no recommendations, nobody who cares for them.
Barton McMillan says he was lucky he didn't have much debt when the housing market collapsed. McMillan, who has never advertised, gets his jobs by word of mouth. Here in Tucker, Georgia, just outside Atlanta, McMillan checks on a custom $800,000 home he's building for an orthopedic surgeon and his wife. The front is brick and Tennessee fieldstone, which is hand-cut. McMillan says he stops by his projects at least once a day to make sure they're on track. On this afternoon, the owner, Diane McGilvery, also drops in with samples of hardwood floors.
This has been the hardest decision we've had to make.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. I think you've done a great job. Even though I'm busy, I see every piece of wood that goes in the house. People appreciate that.
As the recession drags on, McMillan has strengthened his relationships with his suppliers. His lumber salesman recently told him he was one of the few builders in Atlanta working over the winter months. And McMillan says other contractors now know him personally.
When times were busy, I'd go onto the site and nobody knew who I was. But today, when times are slow, they all know who I am now. They're all, man, we're glad to see you. You know, it's glad to have the business.
The recession has weeded out weaker companies. But surprisingly, some economists say now may be a good time to start a new business. Retail space is available. You can easily find employees who need jobs. And according to Charlie Goetz at Emory,
when the economy turns, you're in a great position. And now you're sitting perfectly for growth.
It comes down to a good idea, outstanding customer service, and perhaps a little luck. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.